Today's top story, the Republican Party draws its red line. Even though I don't belong to either major political party and have no interest in joining either one of them anytime soon, I do think we're at our best when we have two strong, competent, ideologically focused political parties operating in this country. And the reason is simple. That setup prevents either side from taking things too far. When one party is for bigger government and the other party is for smaller government and the country is pretty split, it's tough for Democrats to take things too far left and it's tough for Republicans to take things too far right. That keeps America closer to the middle, where most Americans generally reside. Unfortunately, that's not what we have right now. Democrats are definitely the party of big government. They are laser focused on expanding the size of the federal government beyond anything we've seen in decades. This is no longer Bill Clinton's Democratic Party. What we're seeing is much more like a redo of LBJ or FDR. We're in that territory. You see, there's a feeling in this country that the way things are set up no longer works for working class Americans, from the economy to politics. The deck feels stacked against the middle class. And Democrats are offering up an answer to that problem. Government can help even things out. Now, regardless what you think of that solution, that's what they're all about. It's right there in black and white. They're not hiding it. They're not running away from it. And to me, that's a good thing. I know exactly where the Democratic Party is and what they're trying to do. And the reason I think that's a good thing is because it makes it easier to examine their policies and argue for the need to scale them back. On the COVID relief bill or these infrastructure bills, they're putting their cards on the table for all to see. That's how I'm able to sift through them and tell you which portions can be helpful and which are wasteful. There's a transparency to all of it, which during normal political times would make it easier to mount a counter-messaging strategy against those policies. But instead, we have a Republican Party that's unfocused. The GOP just doesn't know what it stands for anymore. It's certainly not the party of smaller government, not with the spending and expansion of government we saw during the Trump presidency, not with the push to use the government to punish private businesses with whom they disagree politically, not with the acquiescence of so much power to one branch of government, and more specifically, one person. I mean, what does the Republican Party stand for? Which brings me to the latest on this battle that House Republicans are having with Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The Cheneys are as conservative as they come. They're consistent in their beliefs. They don't waver, no matter how unpopular the position is. She represents a congressional district in Wyoming, not exactly a bastion of liberalism. She's in lockstep with conservatives on abortion, guns, taxes, fiscal responsibility, a strong national defense, securing the border. If she was any less woke, she'd be asleep. She voted with then-President Trump over 90% of the time. 90%. But in this Republican Party, issues and ideology, conservatism as we know it, none of that really matters. That's how you can support an agenda 90% of the time and still be on the outs. The party is about one man and whatever his view of an issue is at that particular moment. That's how you get a wave of election reform laws in states across the country, including here in Florida, following a hugely successful election, one that happened during the most challenging of times, right in the middle of a pandemic. It's how Republicans can literally outperform expectations in Congress and state legislatures, yet because one candidate lost, the narrative has to be that the whole thing was rigged. And that's how you get one of the staunchest conservatives in American politics today getting ousted from party leadership. Liz Cheney will be replaced with someone who isn't as conservative, someone in Elise Stefanik, who only supported Trump's agenda a little over 70% of the time. Someone who voted against Trump's signature piece of legislation, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. You see, Liz Cheney's sins are twofold. She refuses to go along with Trump's false narrative of the 2020 election being a fraud, and she refuses to stay silent when he continues to make that claim. That's the red line. Either get in line with whatever Trump says or shut your mouth about it. She's not getting removed from leadership because of her impeachment vote. If that were the reason, she would have been removed months ago. It's that she simply won't stand by and allow her party to be the party of, if we're being real about it, fake news. Because that's what she's speaking up against, fake news. The problem here isn't Liz Cheney pushing back against nonsense. It's that she's the only one doing it. Most other Republicans in Congress know the truth. They know the rigged election talk is BS. And they'll say it to everyone off the record. They just don't have the guts to say it publicly. Because their political standing and their political careers are more important than the truth. It's so pathetic and sad and weak. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that, quote, each day spent relitigating the past is one day less we have to seize the future. True, except it's Trump who keeps relitigating the 2020 election. And he's not going to stop, ever. Cheney's just counterpunching. It's Trump who keeps throwing the first one with his statements. Which brings me to the bigger overall point here. If conservatism is no longer the driving force behind the Republican Party, and instead, it's the positions of one man that rules the day and the agenda, how does that impact the balance of political power in this country? It throws it out of whack. Democrats are all in on changing major portions of the American economy. Go look through those proposals, the American Jobs Act and the American Families Act. They have the legislative proposals to do it, and they have plans to turn those proposals into a reality. Maybe they don't get both, but they're going to get one of them. Instead of offering up a different economic vision to the American people, including some plans that actually address some of the challenges the middle class continues to face, a real alternative to the progressive agenda. And there are some good ideas out there on the center right. Republicans are more interested in doing stuff that owns the libs. The problem with that? The libs are owning policy, making changes that aren't going to be easy to undo. Go look at Obamacare. It didn't get undone. The Republican Party has got to move away from performative politics, even if that's what's driving so many of their voters right now. This is a moment when they should be joining Cheney, saying enough. Tell voters it's time to get back to the business of smaller government and conservative values, even if it costs them some of their jobs. You either have principles you believe in or you're a political grifter. It's as simple as that. We need a strong, serious GOP. The one we currently have lost the House, the White House, and the Senate in the span of 4 years. That ain't owning the libs. That's giving them the power to enact their agenda.